Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And today I wanted to talk about the importance of sleep in my life. So I have a personal confession to make. I am a sleep Nazi. I love sleep. Sleep is my favorite activity. I feel like sleep is so important as well. And it shaped me to who I am now. I don't feel ashamed by saying that sleep is one of my hobbies. And also, I realized that sleep actually matters more to me than the nights out, than any fun, any party. Sleep is actually much, much more important to me. So I need a little bit of an instruction manual to have a good night's sleep. I use things like blackout curtains. My room is pitch black when I go to sleep. I also use a dehumidifier as a white noise machine. It does two things. So it is actually for two purposes. It makes some steady noise that blocks every other noises, and that helps me to fall asleep. I use an eye mask. I also use earplugs. So with eye mask and earplugs, I use them anywhere I go, even when I'm camping, even in my tent. Actually, I haven't tried sleeping without them. Probably it wouldn't work or I would have an awful night's sleep, but I haven't tried sleeping without my earplugs or ear mask for a long time now. Before I go to sleep, I usually have a wind down routine. I try not to be exposed to very strong light for about 1 hour and a half before I go to sleep. I tend not to use any electronic devices, although I do use my Kindle quite a lot because some books, they make me really tired and make me to fall asleep faster. And when I read on my Kindle, I also listen to Audible at the same time. So those are the only electronics that I use, but I never scroll down on social media. I am never exposed to stimulating things just before I fall asleep. I'm also an early sleeper and an early riser. So most of the time, my wind down routine starts at 7:30 sort of thing. That's boring. Yeah, I know, but it serves me. And I've noticed that when I sleep well, my mood, my energy and finances improve. Because a lot of times it happened to me that I woke up and I had this brilliant idea about something I have never thought about. And that's amazing because I love those ideas. I love when I had a good night's sleep and then I just wake up with this idea formed in my head. That's crucial to my self-development, I think. And I have sacrificed lots and lots of nights out just to protect my sleep. And I said no to plans just to have a good night's sleep. Don't get me wrong. I do go to networking events, but I try to go to them when they are earlier. So sort of starting at 6 p.m. ish, so I can make my way home around 9, the latest. But I would never go to a plan that starts at 11, unless it's super important to me. Other than that, no. Usually when I go to the theater, I choose the matinee theater, which starts at around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, rather than a play that starts at 7 and then I get home at 11. I am a morning person. My mornings are sacred to me and I prefer to sacrifice the evening activities to the morning ones. I might be missing out on something. Probably. Do I care? Well, I care more about my sleep. That's it. And also, I sleep on my own. I haven't shared a bed for a long time, actually. I've only had one boyfriend. I think I mentioned that in another podcast episode. If I can recall, well, he was not a snorer, but at this point of time, I don't know if I would ever manage to share a bed with someone again. I just enjoy being undisturbed, being on my own in the room and not being next to someone. I don't know. That might sound weird, but I actually don't enjoy cuddling while I'm sleeping anymore. And I do enjoy having the bed to myself. So I love my bed. I love my sleep. I love my quiet, my freedom. And I probably need an instruction manual to fall asleep and to have a good quality sleep. And I think with time is getting worse. I don't think I was that bad when in my 20s. I think it's just getting worse. When I'm older, I can imagine me traveling with a suitcase full of blackout curtains, dehumidifier, and a sign that says, do not disturb, sleep Nazi at work. I don't know. I hope it's not going to get worse. I hope this is my limit, okay? I hope it's not going to get worse, but I think it's going to get a little bit worse. So I think sleep is actually self-investment. When I sleep, I invest in myself. I invest in my ideas, in my productivity, and in my health. And I think sleep is crucial for your health. It's even more important than fitness, or it's even more important than your diet sometimes. It's just the base where everything else is built. Because the days that I haven't had a good night's sleep, I can feel that. I'm grumpy all day. I'm a mess. I forget things. It's horrible. I don't know how people survive on 6 hours sleep. I need my 9, 8.5, maybe 9. 9 is ideal, you know? And yes, I don't know how people survive. I honestly admire people who survive on lesser hours of sleep. And if the sleep wasn't important, it would have disappeared in the evolution. It would have been scrapped during the evolutionary process. Actually, if you think about it, apart from what it does to your brain and what it does to your health, it's useless because somebody can just kill you in your sleep when you were in a cave sleeping in the prehistoric times. So if sleep wasn't important, the nature would have ended it. And that hasn't happened. So it must be important. Think about that. So if you are not having enough hours of sleep, think about how evolution kept it. Therefore, it must be important. And also, I would like to encourage you to respect your own needs, even though that looks weird to others. I mean, if you really want to go to a party, why not just go? Of course, definitely. But if you're thinking, I would rather not go, I would rather sleep, just stay at home sleeping. And it's okay. Nobody's going to stop talking to you because of that. Just prioritize yourself. You are your own most important thing in your own life, and your health and your mental health and everything surrounding you is the most important thing. If you are a mess and if you are not able to function because you haven't slept, you're no use to society anyway. So yes, I wanted to conclude this by saying that maybe I'm boring, but at least I'm well rested and boring. So I am prioritizing my sleep. So if you found this episode useful, would you mind sharing it with someone who might like it too? The One Step Wealthier podcast grows one listener at a time. And it means so much when you share this. Thank you. And I hope that my today's reflections have motivated you to start investing, either in ETFs or in your sleep. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation, and this is not individual advice. Please do your own research before making any decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy. And I hope that you have a wonderful day.